I can, but I don't want to mess with him right now. I'll wait till the summer's on.
We got,
let him figure it out. We got some pretty big games coming up, so I don't want to mess with him in this right now.
Have you had to battle any awe factor of being in the finals, like kind of shake through the metal? Oh my God, I'm actually going to be in the finals feeling.
Not really. This is my first finals, but I haven't really thought about it too much, honestly. The weather's been nice, a lot of golf, so I really try to stay away from basketball when I leave here.
JR, a lot of the focus has been on your three-point shooting, but defensively, can you just give us an idea of what you're doing defensively to help this team besides on offense?
I just try to be aware as much as I can on the weak side as well as on the ball. Just make sure my man is the one who scores. So, fortunately, I don't have to get that death stare from Bron if something does happen.
How much pride are you guys as a team taking in your defense, being the top defensive team, and it's obviously paid dividends?
Yeah, I mean, we take extreme pride in our defense. And that's one of the things we've been working on more than anything. I mean, we always know we can score, but if we come and bring that defensive toughness and the way we know we can lock people up, and it'll be fun.
Can you talk about the challenge of defending their perimeter shooters over the course of a series that could be 4, 5, 6, 7 games? What are the challenges there?
I mean, for one, they shoot at will, which I like on the other end. But I mean, they shoot it when they got the freedom to do whatever they want out there. So that's kind of always a tough task when somebody's coming into the game with that confidence, knowing they could just play free. That's hard enough, but then the way they shoot the ball and the way they ignite their offense and their whole team, it's going to be tough for us, but I think we're up to it.
Is there some way they work the perimeter that's unique to them or different than most NBA teams?
When they do get offensive rebounds, they, for whatever reason, I mean, they don't even look to go back up, or they try to find their shooters. Thinking guys will leak out, so we just got to stay home and be aware on that part.
You've probably heard this.
I don't believe that. I guess that's why they don't play basketball. So if I hit 4 in a row, I got the confidence and the will to make the next 6.
It doesn't literally look bigger, does it, or anything like that?
It doesn't look bigger, but I think the muscle memory that we all have is tends to tune in much more.
Jerry, have you heard from Carmelo? Congratulations,
Yeah, I heard from him.
Is he excited?
Yeah, he's excited for us. I talked to him for a while. Can't tell you everything he said because he'll probably get fined. So it was a great conversation.
I mean, just playing with Carmelo, playing with LeBron, I mean, what's the difference?
I mean, they're two totally different people. LeBron is who he is. Go out there and stack stuff for Melo. One of the best scorers this game's ever seen. So it's just two totally different people.
LeBron basically said that, and jokingly somewhat, that Steph could be slowed down just like he can be slowed, but you have to kind of guard him a lot. What's your attitude on going up against Curry?
Pressure him as much as you can. You can't give him any kind of space. If he gets any kind of space, he's going up, and he can fill it up fast and in a hurry. So just try and pressure him as much as you can and make him a driver and try to be a playmaker more than anything.
What's it like playing against a guy like that who you just know he can get the shot in so many ways, more probably than any other player in the league?
In this league, I mean, it's just a few guys who have that will and have that ability. Fortunately, Kobe's not that guy anymore. So, all you got to do, like I said, pressure him, make him see length, and just try to do the best job you can. I hope you miss.
Who's longer than people think, isn't he? He's longer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think he gets enough credit for that. But, I mean, as people say, he's a small, skinny kid, but his arms are long, he's got a long torso, he shoots the ball higher than most people at being that small, so it's a tough check.
Are you guys able to find anything on film with he and Clay that will help you defensively that you see they don't like or makes them uncomfortable in shooting?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you guys, and y'all gonna tell them. So,
but there is you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we've seen a few things that they don't like, and hopefully we'll try to execute that first gun.
Yeah, can you guys run and gun with them and be successful?
I don't think that's our game. I think our game is, or especially this series, is first of all feed off of Bron and wherever he picks his spots, and then everybody else will fall into it. To run and gun with a team like that, and especially them being out west, that's the type of game and style they like to play. So we don't want to get involved with that. We want to play at a nice, good pace like we play, and just hopefully give our chance to win.
Since 2009, how often did you reflect on that Western Conference Finals series that lost to the Lakers? And did you ever wonder if you'd ever get back?
I wondered if I would get back. I thought I would, and fortunately, I'm in a situation now where I get past that. But I've always thought about getting past it. It just took longer than I expected.
Why do you think the chemistry came together here so quickly? You guys went after the trades and everything else.
I mean, this is a young group who plays off of talent that we have. Between Shump and I, we're young, talented guys, like to get up and down the court, play free, and it's just such an easy fit. I mean, for his defense and the way he spots up and shoots, the way I shoot the ball, been playing defensive late, it's just easy match.
JR, as we get closer to game one, are you guys surprised you're an underdog like you are?
Yes and no. I mean, they do have the MVP. The way they've been playing all year has been exciting, and people love to see that. And for what we've done and what time we had is pretty remarkable. But the struggles they had earlier on without the trades and stuff like that. But I mean, at this point, it's an even scale, in my opinion. Both teams are in the finals. I don't see how you could pick either one.
Do you think you guys have a killer instinct? And if you do, where do you think it came from?
I think we do. I think it came from just us as a unit. You know, from LeBron, Kyrie, Shump, myself, Perk, JJ. I mean, it really came from all of us. And hopefully, we get a chance to put on display.
You mentioned playing golf. How often you get out during the time? How does that help you kind of relax?
I play every day, except when it's raining. I'm kind of scared of thunder, so I got a thunder buddy at home, so hopefully she helped me out.
What's your favorite course around here?
Around here, Lakewood Country Club.
What's your handicap?
Right now, I'm at a 5. I need to get it up. I got to get too many people's strokes, so they're sandbagging me over there at the course.
You guys got a lot of very good looks when the Hawks finally started. I don't know what they do. Maybe they're in for checking the Draymond.
I mean, whoever they try to check with, they better bring their hat and tool bag, because so he's a load. And I mean, best of luck to him, and I hope you do double so I get open shots.